No. Learning when to say no is such a vital and important skill in life. I know this because I am constantly surrounded by people that cannot say no and suffer dearly for it. I think it's very simple. When you don't want something, when you don't agree with it, when you don't like the situation, say no. Not to be a nuisance, but because your happiness should come first before others' comfort. You are the only one that controls your happiness. Don't thrust that into the hands of others that don't give two flying monkeys about your emotions. What's the word no going to do to someone? It definitely won't kill them. And if someone wants to cry to their mother about being given the word no, then just know that their mama didn't raise them right. The best thing one can do when they've received the infamous no is move on. Like, life's so much harder than that. If you can't handle a no, I don't actually have any consolation for you. I'm a firm believer that when you've had enough of someone or something, or someone asks you something and your options are yes or no, nothing at any given point should hold you back from utilizing that free will and human right of saying no. Saying no is one of life's most important and valuable lessons. The quicker it's learned, the better. Stating when they've had enough, expressing your disagreement in any given situation, being able to say simple things like, you're not part of the people that I invited to my party, is your entitlement. And not because you're just taking power in your hands and want to hurt people's feelings, but because you're allowed to want things the way you want it. If you don't want Tom, Dick and Harry coming to your house because they're not the kind of people you associate with, you have the right to say so. We should be in a world where individuals can accept that with no grudges and just get on with life. But we don't. However, we're going to ignore this minute factor in this post. What I feel it boils down to is that a lot of people will not be able to get far in life if they can't say no. A lot of people will carry excess burden if they don't learn to say no. A lot of people will be crying themselves to sleep every night because they struggle to mention the word no. And I can't possibly think of a rational example where any of those scenarios are perfectly justified consequences. And you may ask why. And I say because they're not. Being able to express your no's is so important. It stops people from just messing about with you when and how they like, or thinking we can ask so-so-so for this because he/she never says no. Nobody got far by being passive. I shall reiterate. I'm not saying that you should go around left, right and centre declaring no to the world as if you will die tomorrow. But in certain situations, especially when you've had enough of that particular person just using and abusing you, remember that no is a shorter word than yes, and it's likely to have a more pleasant aftermath for yourself. So just like my mother says, the worst they can say is no.